The only new funding promised in President Trump's announcement is from the Public Health Emergency Fund, which the Washington Post says now has $57,000 in it. But the plan does allow those who can't find jobs because of addiction to get dislocated worker retraining grants that now go to people who are laid off. Jerry Craig, head of the Summit County Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board, says job training is encouraging, but he'd been hoping for a multifaceted approach that includes a range, from more funding for treatment beds to student loan relief for people who work for agencies fighting addiction.
It's not a place where people are going to make a lot of money, and when you have a heavy student debt load, it undermines the ability for us to get and attract good quality clinicians.
The Trump announcement also includes more emphasis on telemedicine in isolated areas like Appalachia. That would include allowing prescriptions for addiction-fighting drugs without seeing a doctor in person. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.